Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
What are you doing? I just walked up.
I just said hi. Is this your girl?
What are you doing out here with him? Every time I come around, you're with somebody. Man, take her.
Okay, this looks fake. But things like this do happen. Now, I just want to show you how slick women can be. She'll be walking up, and she'll see the guy she just effed. And they'll chop it up. And you hear her, you come out, like, who's this dude? Oh no, he just walked by and said hi. These are the type of games that women play. And they're really good at it, because they've been playing these games since they're young, really young. But if this ever happens to you, or anything like this ever happens to you, handle it like this guy handled it, even though this is fake. This is why I say, never give your heart to a woman. I mean, you could care about a woman, but just know in the back of your head, hey, it's not my woman, it's just my turn. One day she may lose her mind, or one day she may cheat on me, and it'll be my time to go. Nothing lasts forever. So enjoy it while it lasts, be a good man while it lasts, but just know chances are not in your favor that it will last. And if you just keep that in the back of your mind at all times, when the time comes, you'll be like, oh, okay, I knew this day would come, but it's okay. God bless everybody. Good night. I'm sure they recorded this as a amateur video, you know, just so, you know, the white guy could watch this back when he's home alone. They did the whole script. And then, you know, what we didn't see is he kept rolling and he went in that hotel room and handled his business with that woman. And the white guy's going to love it when he's at home watching it at a later date.
Y'all are with 20-year-old men crying. When you could be with 50-year-old men robbing men.
But I bet she won't get banned off TikTok. Yeah, this is totally fine on social media for women to talk like this. No problem.
People really wonder why I'm out here advocating for men to be toxic. Next time you go back to a girl's craving, unconsciousness, make sure you go on her purse and take $20 on the way out. Let's level the playing field a little bit. They out here...
Look, my name is RB, and I do not condone D'ing women down to unconsciousness. Hey, D them down good, but we don't support D'ing down and unconsciousness in the same sentence here at MDC. Just throwing that out there.
They're robbing us, so let's rob them right back. Go ahead and follow me. Stay toxic.
Sometimes guys will come up, and instead of just being humble and like trying to connect with you, they feel like they have something to prove.
Yes.
So they go immediately to their accolades. Like, and for them, unfortunately, it's like how much they make, what they have.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's cringy when you have to just directly be like, oh, yeah, I do this and I make this much and I drive this type of car. It's cringy. It is. Fellas, you got to keep it natural. It can't seem like you're trying too hard. Women pick up on that pretty easily. Everybody picks up on that easily.
What their job.
Is that what we're going to do now? We're going to pretend like it's a blight on women that men, when they come up to you, they talk about their accolades. It's probably because their accolades are what 90% of you guys judge them on.
To sit there and act like you don't judge men based on how successful they are in life, you're just fucking lying.
And I can see the comments now. I'm not like that. Okay, fine.
What do we think about white guys with backward caps? Okay, did black people create backward caps? I'm curious. Is it cringe when white men wear backward caps? That's the question I want you to answer in the comment section.
Whatever. Lie to yourself, lie to everybody else. It doesn't matter. This is just the world we live in. I like big butts. You like big bank accounts. Just accept it.
You have two men, beautiful personalities, wonderful families. One's a 9 on the hot scale, one's a 5 on the hot scale. But the guy who's a 5 is very successful in life. I guarantee you, you'll f*** the 9 and marry the 5. Change my mind. Merch, thanks, and bye. Okay, bye.
She's a 5, but she's good at math.
It's gonna sound really cringy, but I'm not too big into. Honestly, the more attractive you are, the less likely I'm gonna go for you.
What?
The more attractive you are, the less likely.
Why?
Because like sense. I noticed, there's a correlation between
how intelligence,
how attractive a girl is, and how less interesting she is. Like maybe if a girl was raised being pretty her entire life, that means that she probably had everything handed to her.
7 to 8 times out of 10, this is accurate. But this is one of those things about not judging someone by the stereotype they fit. I believe in giving people a chance, even though you would be right probably 8 times out of 10. But let's be honest. This guy doesn't look like he has the swag to pull a 9 or 10 anyway. So maybe he just tells himself this to make himself feel better about it. But he is right.
So she didn't have to, like, develop skills
she
to...
She get some girls to join in on this conversation.
I probably... This is, like, some... They think this is some Andrew Tate...
Right.
Yeah, some, like, Joe Rogan. I get canceled.